Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 12th of January, Our Biggest Problem. The law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus frees us from the law of sin and death. We are no longer in bondage to the law of sin because of our fear of death. This is so because the resurrection life that is in Christ Jesus sustains us in our mortality. The other law, which Satan fathered within us, is our biggest problem. It is the source of our iniquity, which is our idolatry. Our self-centeredness is our other law. Our self-centered desire to have life from and according to our own knowledge of good and evil is contrary to the law of love and life that describes the fellowship of Yahweh. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, explained that the law of sin manipulates this self-centered other law within us, by which we seek to control our lives. Sin, through our fear of death, motivates us to covet life. Life is good, but our covetous motive is evil. What is good becomes death to us because of our covetousness. We break the law of God, which says, "You shall not covet." This action brings us under the condemnation of the law, resulting in sickness and death. In this action, sin and its motivation is seen for what it is. The desire of sin, motivated by its own intrinsic law, seeks for the destruction and death of mankind. The mode of sin is deception. This becomes apparent when we see it using what is good to produce death in us. The destruction of mankind has unmasked Satan for who he is, and his power and works have been destroyed by Christ in the cross. Life and immortality have been brought to light by Christ, and the word of the cross gives mankind access again to the life and fellowship of God. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Philippians chapter 3 verse 11, Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 4 and 5, 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, Romans chapter 7 verses 7 to 14, Exodus chapter 20 verse 17, and 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. For further study, Romans chapter 7.